Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Good morning. This is Pastor Willie Shields Jr., Senior Pastor, Charity Christian Revival Center Church, 59 Northeast D Highway. Pray that you're having a blessed Tuesday morning. This week we've been talking about love. Sunday we talked about loving God, how God loves the sinner. And yesterday we talked about the fact that how we as Christians should love and be patient and kind to one another. Today we want to look at Romans chapter 8, verse 37 through 39. It starts off with, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." And the key thing there is the fact that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, God loves us unconditional. We cannot earn God's love. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. It's a free gift. It's by God's amazing grace that any of us can be saved. It's by the fact that Jesus died for our sins. He died for the sinner, not for the saved, not for the righteous, not for those that are healthy and well and spiritually, but for those who are sinners. And there's nothing that can separate us from his love. So we are more than conquerors because he loves us. Not only do he love us, what I'm telling you is that no matter what you've done, if you repent of your sins, God will forgive you. God loves you just that much. All he wants us to do is to acknowledge who he is, accept him as God and Lord in your life, and then God will save you and he will continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. God is so worthy to be praised. It's our responsibility to recognize that. And I know that there are some people today that believe that, you know, that God can't still love me. Yes, he does. God has not turned his back on you. Matter of fact, the word says that God is married to the backslider. All we have to do is just trust God. Psalms 31 and 16 says, "Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love." Do you understand that as a child of God, when we're doing what God would have us to do, God's face shines upon us. He will save us with his steadfast love. God's love never changes. Never. And unfortunately, in our society today, that there are people that are, say they love certain people because they identify with them in a certain behavior. But the deal is, as a child of God, whether that person likes what you like or not, we still supposed to love each other, everyone. Psalm 23, 5 and 6 says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Do you understand that no matter where we are, No matter who's against you, if God be for you, no one can be against you. And even when you're going through and you're dealing with situations, and as Psalms 23 also says, that though I walk through the valleys of shadows of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. God has never turned his back on us. God loves us. Yes, even sinners. That's actually who he died for, the sinner. Revelation, he died for the sinners. We must let the sinners know that Jesus died for them, and he wants them to have a better life, and there are more benefits for them. The benefits are out of this world by saying yes to Jesus. So today, if you don't know the Lord, I want you to know that God sent his son Jesus to die for you, that you could have a right to the tree of life, that you can be able to spend eternity with the Lord. Some of you believe and have been taught that you're no good. Jesus thought you was good enough that he would die for you. Jesus loves you even today. John 14, 21 through 24 says, "Whosoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him." Judas said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." So what Jesus, what I really want you to grab hold of is this, is that if anyone loves me, if anyone keeps my commandment or keeps my word, then that person is loved by Jesus and loved by his Father. Listen, Jesus loves us. Please understand that the kind of love that God has is the kind of love that you can't earn. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. It's a free gift, and that gift is to any one of us today, any sinner that turns to Jesus and repent and ask God to forgive them. See, the word says you would confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus was buried and that God raised him from the dead, that Jesus died and was buried and God raised from the dead. The Bible says you shall be saved. So listen, today is your opportunity. This today can be the best day of the rest of your life. God loves you. God loves you so much that Jesus died for you while you were yet in your sins. It doesn't matter what you did last night. It doesn't matter what you did last week. It doesn't matter what you did this year. It doesn't matter what you did last year. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. If you repent and ask God to forgive you, he will forgive you, and you can receive his love. And after you receive his love, then he can teach you how to love him back. Listen, God loves us so much that he will not want us to lose our life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Today can be the best day of the rest of your life. Now listen, if you're listening today, and I pray that you'll listen all week, and we're talking about the love of God, we're talking about how we as Christians should love, but the key thing we want to focus on this week more than anything is those that don't know Jesus, those who are sinners. I want you to know that you are important to God, so important to God that he allowed Jesus to die that you could have eternal life. So it doesn't matter. Don't let the enemy try to tell you that you can't make it and God won't forgive you. Yes, he will. Satan is a liar. God is the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth is, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus was buried, that Jesus died and was buried, the Bible says that God raised him from the dead. And if you believe that and you confess that, then the word says you shall be saved. Hey, listen, this is Willie Shields, Jr., Senior Pastor of Charity Christian Revival Center Church, 59 Northeast D Highway, Knob Noster. Listen, tomorrow we'll continue to talk about the love of God. Talk to you then.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road,
Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.